Meeting of the Ways and Means Committee will come to order. Clerk will note the roll. We have a quorum. Members, we have the minutes of last night, March 22nd, before us. Representative Carlson moves approval of the minutes. Are there any corrections, additions, or changes to the minutes? Seeing none, all in favor of the minutes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Members, we have one item on the agenda. That's the A1 amendment to the budget resolution. Members, I'd move the A1 amendment. And what this just does is take $450 million and recognize that we're going to be carrying it in the tax committee as a tax item for talking about things like a sales tax on auto parts and sales tax on car leases and things like that. So, members, that's what the purpose of the amendment is. And I don't know if the chair of the Transportation Committee, Representative Torkelson, would you want to say anything else on it?
I was getting mighty tired carrying that $450 million around, so I'm happy that Chair Davids is willing to carry it instead of me.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion to the A1 amendment? Representative Carlson.
Mr. Chairman, how do you present your bottom line then? You know, I've been reading about the 1.4 million in tax cuts, and now you're putting $450 million in spending on transportation in the tax cuts. So now, do you reframe what your tax cut number is?
Representative Carlson, it'll still be $1.35 billion. This is just $450 million more that's going to be carried in the tax bill.
Well, so the number is going up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the tax bill, not not being carried as part of the tax. Now, where did that money come from?
Transportation.
So their target is going down.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get in my mind these numbers, how they're shifting that.
Yep, yep. We're taking $450 million from the tax target. It was in the transportation, or excuse me, we're taking $450 million from the transportation target. It was in the transportation bill today that was introduced and passed out of the Transportation Committee earlier today. But now, so that we don't potentially have two tax bills floating around on the floor, we're going to move that $450 million and have it,
I've got it now.
Carried in tax.
Their target went down and the tax target went up. That's bottom line. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? See none. All in favor of the A1 amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The A1 amendment to the budget resolution is adopted. Is there any other business to come before the Ways and Means Committee? Okay, members, just an announcement again. No Ways and Means Committee at 10:15 Monday morning. I'll make an announcement on the floor about when we will be reconvening, probably 1 o'clock on Monday, where we will be likely, subject to passage of the Bills in Committee, likely taking up environment and the tax bill. And there won't be a 24-hour rule on them because we won't have them in our possession officially until after session on Monday.
Chairman,
Representative Carlson.
This week is going to be pretty busy. Are you going to have the general rule waiving the 24-hour rule? I can see where things are going to be moving pretty rapidly and pretty heavy week, if I understand your schedule.
Representative Carlson, we will be taking up a lot of the budget bills. I guess I would expect we probably will be waiving the 24-hour rule, at least on some of them. And I'll announce, certainly with plenty of time in advance, when we're doing that.
And any other question I have that I think people will want to break, but I have heard from some of our leads that your chairs have shared with some of them certain days when some of the bills have to be on the House floor and what have you. And remember last night I asked if there was going to be a schedule of when the bills would be going through Ways and Means. Ask it in two ways, you know, what times we would be meeting, but secondly, what bills. So now I've heard some bills are already being talked about on certain days being on the House floor, so that must back up to your schedule somehow determining when we'll have them before us in this committee.
Well, Representative Carlson, we've penciled out a schedule some. It keeps changing. I was originally expecting there was going to be another bill on the calendar for Monday. Now that's not going to happen, so I guess I'm reluctant to spell out a schedule when we aren't really keeping to it even at this point. But we'll certainly give you notice on when we have a little bit more firm idea of what it's going to be.
I think, Mr. Chairman, it would be helpful if once you have that week scheduled, because it's, you know, what happens is that once the floor schedule, you know, they'll tell you when they have to have certain bills up, and that'll kick back to our schedule here in this committee. So I think it'd be helpful to the minority and the majority if people knew when the various bills were going to be heard and on what date.
Well, let's see, Representative Carlson, I know that, you know, there are several committees that are marking up their bills either tonight or tomorrow. And I think once we know the outcome of all that, we'll be able to better get an idea of what a schedule will be.
And the reason that that becomes important, Mr. Chairman, is the really as much as anything from the staff side, you know, so mm-hmm. they've got some planning time to prepare amendments and so on. If probably from the minority perspective, more amendments probably have come from our side, although your folks might have a few once in a while, too. But at any rate, we appreciate it as soon as we could get the schedule, and I think probably the staff would as well for the various finance committees.
Okay. All right, thanks. Any other questions? Representative Fabian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to be clear, I've had some discussions with my minority lead about a possibility of what some days could be, but I have not given anything definitive because I don't know.
Well, and thank you, Representative David. I guess I think I tried to qualify that when I talked about it. It is, of course, all subject to what happens in committee or what happens on the floor in terms of floor referrals and such.
And Mr. Chairman, I wasn't referring to any specific committee. I've heard about more than one that has at least a tentative time frame relative to the floor.
All right, any other discussion? Seeing no further discussion, then we are adjourned until after session on Monday. Thank you.